Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In today's message, we will be exploring the powerful story of Exodus chapter 17 verses 8 to 16, where the Israelites faced a challenging battle against the Amalekites. It was a fierce battle, and victory seemed uncertain. However, through the power of God, support, and teamwork, the Israelites were able to emerge victorious. From this passage, we can learn valuable lessons about the power of God, support, teamwork, perseverance, and remembrance. As we explore these lessons, may they inspire and encourage us to trust in God's power and to work together with others to achieve victory in all areas of our lives. Today's topic is raised hands, and our Bible text is from Exodus chapter 17 verse 8 to 16.
Exodus chapter 17 verses 8 to 16. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands." So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning, but whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses's hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this on a scroll as something to be remembered and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." Moses built an altar and called it "The Lord is my banner." Verse 16. He said, "For hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord. The Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation."
Exodus chapter 17 verses 8 to 16 is a very fascinating passage of scripture. In the passage, we see the power of God at work through the power of teamwork. It is a story of faith, courage, and support that helped the Israelites to win the battle against Amalek. Let's look at the story briefly. The Amalek came and fought against Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, "Choose men for us and go out, fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will station myself on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." Joshua did as Moses told him, and fought against Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. So it came about when Moses held his hand up, that Israel prevailed, and when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses's hands were heavy. Then they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other. Thus, his hands were steady until the sunset. So Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this in a book as a memorial and recite it to Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." Moses built an altar and named it "The Lord is my banner." This story is a reminder that we must trust in God's power, work by His direction and with those He has placed in our lives whenever we fight battles in life. As we can see, Moses, Aaron, and Hur played different roles in the victory, but their efforts were all necessary for Israel to come out victorious. This passage teaches us several lessons that are relevant for our daily lives. Let's explore some of these lessons and how they can help us in our daily lives. Lesson 1. The power of God. The first lesson we can learn from this passage is the power of God. When Israel was attacked by Amalek, the Israelites could not defeat them on their own. However, when Moses lifted his hands, Israel prevailed, and when he let his hands down, Amalek prevailed. Moses was not fighting with his physical strength, he was fighting with the power of God, The staff of God that Moses held in his hands represented the power of God that was available to Israel. When Moses lifted up his hands, he was invoking the power of God to fight on behalf of Israel. The lesson we can learn from this is that we should never underestimate the power of God. When we face challenges or difficult situations, we should always remember that God is with us, and His power is available to help us overcome. Lesson 2. The power of support. The second lesson we can learn from this passage is the power of support. When Moses lifted up his hands became heavy, and he could not keep them up for long. Aaron and Hur came to his aid and supported his hands. This support allowed Moses to keep his hands up until the sunset, and Israel won the battle. The lesson we can learn from this is that we all need support at some point in our lives. No one can go through life alone. We need people who can come alongside us and support us when we face challenges or difficulties. This support can come in various forms, such as emotional, spiritual, or physical support. Whatever form it takes, the important thing is that we allow others to help us when we need it. Lesson 3. The power of teamwork. The third lesson we can learn from this passage is the power of teamwork. Joshua led the army of Israel into battle, but he did not fight alone. He had a team of men who fought with him. Moses, Aaron, and Hur also played a crucial role in the battle, even though they were not physically fighting. They provided support to Joshua and the army, and this support was instrumental in Israel's victory. The lesson we can learn from this is that teamwork is essential to achieving success. No matter how talented or skilled we are, we cannot achieve our goals alone. We need others to help us, and we need to work together as a team to achieve success. When we work as a team, we can combine our strengths, support each other's weaknesses, and achieve more than we could on our own. Lesson 4. The power of perseverance. The fourth lesson we can learn from this passage is the power of perseverance. When Moses lifted up his hands became heavy, and he could not keep them up for long. However, with the support of Aaron and Hur, Moses persevered and kept his hands up until the sunset. This perseverance was essential for Israel's victory. The lesson we can learn from this is that we must persevere in the face of challenges or difficulties. We should not give up easily but should keep pushing forward, even when things get tough. Perseverance requires determination, patience, and a willingness to keep trying, even when we fail. Lesson 5. The power of remembrance. The final lesson we can learn from this passage is the power of remembrance. After the battle, the Lord instructed Moses to write down what had happened and to recite it to Joshua. This was to serve as a memorial to what the Lord had done for Israel. Moses built an altar and named it, "The Lord is my banner," to remind the Israelites of the Lord's power and faithfulness. The lesson we can learn from this is that we should remember what the Lord has done for us. We should take time to reflect on the ways that God has been faithful to us, and we should give thanks for His blessings. Remembering what God has done in the past can give us hope and strength for the future. In conclusion, Exodus chapter 17 verses 8 to 16 is a powerful reminder of the power of God, support, and teamwork. It shows us that we need each other to achieve success and that the power of God is available to help us overcome any challenge we may face. We should persevere in the face of difficulties, and we should remember what God has done for us. As we go today, let us remember these lessons and apply them to our daily lives. Let us seek the support of others, work together as a team, and trust in the power of God to help us achieve victory in all areas of our lives. May we live our lives with lifted hands, surrendering ourselves to God and trusting in His goodness and grace. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for the lessons we have learned from Exodus chapter 17 verses 8 to 16. Help us to remember that we are not alone and that we need the support of others to achieve our goals. Teach us to work together as a team and to persevere in the face of challenges. Remind us of Your power and faithfulness, and help us to trust in You to help us overcome any obstacle we may face. We pray that You would give us the strength, wisdom, and courage to live out these lessons in our daily lives. May we be a blessing to those around us and may our lives bring honor and glory to You. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Samuel chapter 10, chapter 11 and chapter 12. And for the evening, Luke chapter 19 verses 29 to 48. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.